Hi, I'm Sean Murtaugh. I'm a graduate student in the Appalachian Studies Graduate Certificate Program at Shepherd University. I am a retired veteran, 27 years in the Coast Guard, retired as a captain about a year and a half ago. And my wife and I live here in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. We love it here. And she's still active duty, serving at the National Command Center.
Why are you working on this Appalachian Studies certification?
When we got here a year and a half ago, I was very interested in learning about the area, about the Appalachians, about the people and the culture and the history, the area. I already had a master's degree. I already have an MBA, but I wanted to continue my education. And I like the university lifestyle, about being near people, the youthful energy that you get at a university, and wanted to continue my studies.
So what have you thought of it?
I've enjoyed it very much. I've taken classes in Appalachian music and Celtic roots, about the Scot-Irish influence in the area. And then just this recent semester, just finishing up a course on time, place, and people, about the whole Appalachian experience here from when the immigrants first came here and moving on, and from the American Indians who have been here and all that influence. So it covers a whole array of things: music, the history of the Civil War, the violence in the region, all the good stuff that's come out of here, the culture, the people, things of that nature.
And you have a consulting business. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I have a LLC called Murtaugh & Associates, and I've done some government consulting work since I've been out of the Coast Guard, mostly focused on financial management, government financial management, a little bit on the IT side as well.
How does Appalachian Studies certification fit in with what you do?
Prior to this new opportunity of going to the University of West of Scotland, it was just more for my own benefit to learn about the area and the people and things of that nature. Now with this new opportunity to go over to the University of West of Scotland, UWS, it's going to allow me to integrate and get involved with people there that also have a big interest in what's going on in Appalachia and the United States, since they have some roots in this area too. And that part of it's going to be graduate programs that center around creative media. So I'm actually hoping to use some of that to help me with my consulting work, where part of my focus with my Appalachian Studies graduate certificate is in looking for ways to develop the economy in this region and keep it vibrant and keep it moving along, not just in the Eastern Panhandle, which seems to be doing pretty well, but, you know, throughout West Virginia and throughout the Appalachians, ways we can improve.
How do you see that coming to fruition? Do you have a vision for it at this point?
I'm definitely looking at some entrepreneurship things, opportunities. I've got friends, some that have been in the Coast Guard who are retired, who've done some their own independent businesses and consulting work to try to bring business here. There's been some folks I know that have been working with a school, Shepherd University, to give internships to some of the undergrad students here and business student grads to get job opportunities here, to try to stay in the area and to build up the skill sets so that you know, they just don't want to flee West Virginia and go somewhere else, that they're going to stay in this area and help out the economy here. So I hope to be able to use some of that to assist some of my friends and colleagues who are working at that arena.
I assume you're excited about going to Scotland.
I am, yes. My mom's side of the family's from Scotland, from a couple, I guess it was her great-grandparents lived there over in Dundee, Scotland. I've never been there before, but very interested in getting over there, see some of my roots, and seeing the whole area. I've been to Ireland, I've been to Wales, I've been to London, the UK proper, but I have not been up to Scotland, so I'm looking forward to going there and kind of tying that whole British Isles thing together and seeing it.
What do you anticipate doing when you get there?
I'm going to be taking three classes, all kind of focused around creative media. It's using different media outlets for documenting things, so it's working on documentary, it's creative writing, it's literature, it's movie producing, all sorts of stuff like that. Things that I have no real background in, but I'm looking forward to learning about that. Social media, blogs, things of that nature. So I think those things will help me out, too, as I move along. And if nothing else, it's just a great area to study and learn more about.
Are you excited about being the first student to participate in this new
exchange
program? I am,
yes. I think it's a neat opportunity to be the first person to do it and hopefully find some good stuff out of it and be able to report back here and encourage other students to do it and encourage some of the students over there at the University of West of Scotland to come to Shepherd University, too, because I know there's an interest on that side to come over here and learn about our area. So hopefully I can be a good advocate on both sides there.